I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. In the latest spat between Moscow and Washington, it seems the normal rules of international diplomacy don't quite apply. Yesterday, President Obama announced tough new sanctions against Russia. It was his retaliation against Moscow for what the CIA says was a Kremlin-directed cyber campaign to influence the U.S. election. Obama also ordered the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats from the U.S. and the closure of two retreats used by Russian diplomats in Maryland and New York. The Kremlin looks set to retaliate tit for tat in the usual manner. But then Vladimir Putin said no. Just no. Seems he's simply going to ignore the Obama sanctions. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. Charles, how do you read this?
Well, you know, you have to keep in mind from the beginning that Putin has always denied the hacking, that Russia had nothing to do with this. And these latest sanctions here have been essentially portrayed as a kind of last-minute personal act of vengeance by President Obama out of personal distaste for President Putin. We had very emotional reactions when the news broke yesterday here in Moscow to these latest Western sanctions. But as far as today, I think you saw Putin, by going against the grain of his foreign ministry, Sergei Lavrov this morning made these announcements saying we were going tit for tat. I think Putin essentially saw this as an opportunity to do a little bit of holiday trolling. He said that, you know, Russia had the right to retaliate. He remains that he holds that right still. But, you know, he took the high ground by refusing to do so. And then he kind of steps in as Santa Claus. He says that, you know, we won't revoke, as requested by the foreign ministry, access to the U.S. Embassy country house, that American diplomatic families should have a great holiday. And he goes on to extend an invitation to kids of American diplomats to attend the Kremlin's annual children's holiday party here. You know, and President Putin kind of ends this whole statement that was issued to the Kremlin website saying that he regretted that the Obama administration had chosen to end its work by sanctioning Russia yet again, but wished President Obama and the American people a happy new year. I mean,
it's amazing. You know,
it's unprecedented, of course. And, you know, the Russians like to play by protocol rules. And this seems to me, anyway, an opportunity seized to make Obama look petty.
Do you think his calculation is also that President-elect Donald Trump might waive these sanctions?
Well, the Russians have been quietly hoping that a Trump presidency would mean the end of sanctions. And I think this move by Obama was intended to punish the Russians, as he's promised to do so, but also box Trump in. He's now in this showdown over the Russian hacking with members of his own party and, of course, with the security establishment in the U.S., meaning the CIA. But I think it's also finally this kind of awkward and strange moment for Trump where he's being asked to look into a Russian plan to get him elected. And, you know, as far as the Russians thinking that they could get something out of that, I don't think they know.
And finally, Charles, President Obama has hinted at retaliating against Russia with electronic attacks, retaliation that we might not see or know about. Any word from Russian officials about their concern about what may still be out there?
Well, yes, there is concern. The Russian president's internet advisor, it's a guy named German Klimenka, was talking recently about trying to secure key infrastructure. They're concerned about what U.S. hacking might do to Russia's banking sector, central bank, things like that. There was also recently the hacking of Vladislav Surkov's email. This is a key Putin advisor, currently now working with sort of has the Ukraine portfolio in Russia. And, you know, it basically seemed to show that the Kremlin was involved in stirring up trouble in East Ukraine and had that plan in place quite a long time ago. And it was rather embarrassing. The thing is that from the Russian side, they were saying, first of all, they're saying this wasn't his email account. And they were also saying that this was U.S. intelligence working through Ukrainian hackers. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea, but it was instructive in another way. A lot of Russia's kind of key Kremlin insiders, including the Russian president, don't use email. You know, they're very attuned to this idea of kompromat, of compromising material, and I think they're very attuned to the idea of leaks and hacks in a way that clearly the Democratic Party was not in the U.S. So we'll have to see what happens. If they can drop a bombshell, you know, maybe anything goes. But I think at this point, I'm a little skeptical.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thank you.
Thank you.